Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Dan Bach here with the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast on this Thursday. Should be a quick little podcast for you, just a small NBA slate, and hopefully you survived the Jordan Bell injury yesterday. Oh man, such a brutal situation. For those of you like myself who played Mr. Bell in, 80% of his tournament lineups yesterday, and the crazy thing about it is, I usually don't do that. Like, I'm not Eric Crane, who I love him, and I'm not saying this is wrong, but it's just not the way I play it, is where you hit the lock button and you're like, every lineup, this guy. Because it's actually, can be a smart strategy, because if it hits, you are so far ahead of the field. But unfortunately, he got hurt like the first play of the game or whatever, the first minute. And he went out and, well, there went most of my profits. So rough day yesterday for me, but I'm going to brush it off. I'm going to try and do a little bit better today. It's not the prettiest slate out there, but the thing about it not being pretty means that I think it's going to be a slate that has maybe a little less overlap than you would come to expect on just a four-game slate. So that's the advantage of that. So before we jump in, thanks to Fantasy Draft. If you haven't head out over there, please do make a deposit. Support the people that bring you free content like this podcast, like the Happy Hour Show. They've been phenomenal partners with us. We love seeing them grow, and I hope you give them a chance to earn your business tonight. So head on over to Fantasy Draft if you haven't done so yet or in a while. Support the sponsors. That's what it's about. All right, let's get into it today. Again, this is going to be kind of quick because we only have, four games on the slate. Magic or versus Cleveland, 76ers Boston, Timberwolves Rockets, and Pacers versus Portland. The kind of news that could break today is going to be around Boston. We saw Kyrie Irving. He didn't practice yesterday. Both he and Marcus Smart are kind of questionable for tonight. So if they would be out, that would kind of change the dynamic. That would probably open up, you know, a lot more value pieces or some more obvious plays than if they do play. But we don't have that news as of 11 o'clock this morning. So let's get to it. And again, we usually use FanDuel just as our basis and then kind of give you the analysis around that as well. All right, let's start with the point guard position, and I think we've got a free square on the board today, and I think it's Isaiah Thomas, 5,700 on both FanDuel, DraftKings, and 10-9 on Fantasy Draft. He got 31 minutes last game versus Golden State. Still not shooting the ball well, but getting more aggressive with the volume of shots. Took 21 in those 31 minutes we saw last game, and he's going to improve. When you look at his shooting for his career, and you look at his shooting these first, four or five games back, it's not remotely in line. It's going to turn for him. And this is the kind of spot where I think it will turn for him against Orlando, who's just a really bad defensive team. In fact, if you look back, one of his better games he had was the 21 minutes he played against them in the second game. And he went 7 for 13 from the field, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, gave you 25 fantasy points in just 21 minutes. I think we can, you know, bump those minutes up to what we saw this past go-around against Golden State on the 15th. So that's maybe, 31 minutes right there for him today. I think can get us to 30, 35 fantasy points, and he's just cheap. And on a day where there's not a lot of affordable great value out there, Thomas, I think, is going to be mega, mega chalky. But I don't think he's the only place we have to go here at this point guard position for some value. I think we got to really consider TJ McConnell as well today. Again, we've got the injury to JJ Redick, and he's been the big beneficiary of it. 4,400 on DraftKings, 86 on Fantasy Draft. Love that price. 51 on FanDuel. It's probably right. But what I like from him is 32 minutes, 26 minutes, pretty much locked in that role. And he's a guy who really can fill up the stat sheet. You know, 47 fantasy points, 32 against Toronto and Boston. Those are pretty good defensive teams. So I'm not really that worried that he's going on the road here in Boston, especially at the price point that we have on him. So he's a very all-around smart basketball player. I really like watching. He reminds me of me when I play pickup ball, okay? Except I'm a way better shooter than he is, okay? He's kind of got this gross form, but in terms of, like, his awareness on the court, I mean, this is literally, like, one of the worst things I could ever do is compare myself. Or let me take that back. I'm not comparing myself to an NBA player. I'm comparing an NBA player to me. Like, it's not supposed to work that way, Dan, but I just did it. But nonetheless, I like McConnell's game, and we've got him projected at 25 fantasy points on FanDuel. I think that's too low. I think he can get into the 30 range, so I love him as a value piece for us tonight. On the high end of things, Chris Paul at 10-4. I mean, the big question for us is, do we pay up for LeBron James? My first intuition today in terms of the value that we have available to us is going to be no. I think there's definite blowout potential in that game, a home game against Orlando. Again, we've got Cleveland trying to get right, and they could blow the Orlando Magic out, I think, of the stadium there tonight. And sooner or later, LeBron's got to, you know, get a little bit of reprieve on the minutes that he's got, because he's just not sustainable. I mean, we've seen it happen so many times where he's just burned out and gassed come the playoffs, and he just doesn't have anything left in the tank, because you've got to notch it up that much more, and his minutes are huge. And I think we're going to run into that again here with this Orlando team, but maybe Isaiah Thomas coming back can, you know, hopefully put them in a position to give LeBron a little bit more rest, because I think he's going to need it. So I'm fine with Chris Paul. In fact, he's one of our top RG value options on the board today, and the matchup versus Jeff Teague is just fine for him. So at 10-4, yes, James Harden's returning, but James Harden is going to be on a minutes limit today, so he's not probably going to play over 25 minutes. Tough to pull the trigger on Kyrie Irving here today with that injury. He actually played terrible last game until the fourth quarter, and then he just went absolutely bonkers because he was struggling mightily. I had him on some teams. I was like, well, that was a waste of money. And then next thing I know, he finished with a 38th spot, took 24 shots in that high-scoring game against New Orleans. Don't have a total on this one yet because of the injury kind of situations that we're waiting on. He's not a bad salary on FanDuel at 8,200. You know, he's actually cheaper there than he is on DraftKings. So that's the spot I'd probably play him, but I don't expect him to be in too many of my lineups tonight. I think we can look to Elfrid Payton today at 6,700 going against some Isaiah Thomas defense. A super high total in this one of what, 226, a team total of 107, and we finally got a little bit of a drop-off in salary for him, which is exciting because he's been over 7K on FanDuel, got all the way up to 7,900, now a $500 drop off of where he was last game against Minnesota. Now, given he's been in the teens in three of the last four games, that's not good, but did play pretty well against Cleveland the last time they played him, to the tune of 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. So I'm fine looking back to him, especially if you're going to kind of stack up that game. Probably not playing Jeff Teague today against Chris Paul. I don't think that's the matchup I need to go to. He did get a little increase in minutes against Orlando, but still only finished with 28 fantasy points. If I'm in that range, it's definitely Payton over Jeff Teague. Damian Lillard probably going to be overlooked here today, and the matchup's fine against Indiana. And on DraftKings, he's 8,700. Like that salary a little bit better than the 94 on FanDuel. I mean, this is a perfect spot where, you know, if you're in that range, you could say 82 or 8,300 for Kyrie or 87 for Lillard. I'd probably take Lillard on DraftKings, but on FanDuel, 94 versus 82. I think the answer would probably be Kyrie. 16K on fantasy draft, just fine as well. And yeah, I mean, Indiana's not really a very good defensive team. So DVP wise, they check in at the 11th ranked team versus the point guard position. But huge upside for him today. Again, if you're not playing LeBron, he is going to be way more in play for us. All right, let's move on to shooting guard here tonight. And again, this is just an ugly position altogether. You know, I don't think James Harden's going to garner that much ownership today at 10-5 over on FanDuel and on DraftKings. 21 on Fantasy Draft is a complete and utter fade. But I'll be curious to see what he does. I mean, he gets, you know, it's almost a situation where, you know, if this is a full slate, you completely put, you know, the X through him and say, forget about it because we got a million different options to go to. But he is still, like, 2K cheaper than LeBron tonight. So he is a lot cheaper than the mega stud, the only other real mega stud we have on the slate. And you could look at it and it could be a positional situation, especially on a site like FanDuel, where, you know, even though he's not going to probably get you 55, 60, you know, even if he just gets you 40, that's way better than what a lot of the other options could potentially give you in this spot. So I think in tournaments, you know, he's going to have very low ownership, and that's where I would play him. If I'm playing cash games today on this four-game slate, I don't think you have to go there. But, again, the fact that there's not obvious plays, I think, actually makes this a very cash game playable four-game slate. You know, the targets for me, I mean, I did my mock build this morning. I think I landed on Fournier and Victor Oladipo. It just never feels good for me to play Oladipo at 9,300. I got a little biased because I still have this mentality that this is the same Victor Oladipo who was just like an average player in Oklahoma City and Orlando, but he's not. And it's interesting, if you actually look at his story, like this summer, he actually got in shape. Like there was before and after pictures, and he got the personal trainer, nutritionist, all that stuff, and dude literally got ripped and strong and fast, and he's become a better player because of it. And you know, it's not fluky what he's accomplishing. And again, as a personal bias, that's one of the things that I run into, is trying to say, okay, this guy's always been this, when I need to look at things and realize, like, no, you know, guys can change. Do I want to pay $9,300 for him on FanDuel? Probably not. $8,500 on DraftKings, I think, is a little bit easier to stomach for me. But again, it boils down to where else do you possibly go here today? I think he's a better play than CJ McCollum for like just $1,000 more on FanDuel in particular. But Evan Fournier, like, he's probably the guy who's going to drive the most ownership on FanDuel at 57. On DraftKings, he's 55. Fantasy Draft, 11-5. Again, high total game, played pretty well last time out. I'm okay with that play. But, like, Eric Gordon today, he could be sneaky because, again, we are going to have a minutes limit. We are not going to have Trevor Ariza. We're not going to have Gerald Green. Like, maybe Gordon is the guy that falls under the radar a little bit, and you know, suddenly our thought process has always been, well, he's good, he's getting shots because, you know, no Chris Paul or no James Harden, but even with those guys around, we'll see how many shots he gets, minus Ariza and Gerald Green, who are taking a fair number themselves. But he's 6,800, again, not a free square over on FanDuel tonight. 63 on DraftKings, a little bit easier to handle there. But that's like all we got. Like Marcus Smart, I mean, again, I think I'd rather have Fournier, especially with the fact that Smart is a little bit under the weather. Usually not the situation I look forward to playing. So it's a tough spot here today. Could take Dwayne Wade on a flyer, but again, that's GPP only. I mean, he's been at 27 fantasy points or more three of the last four games. He's 4,800 on DraftKings, 5,200 on FanDuel. So he's not unplayable in a very advantageous matchup. All right, over at small forward tonight, again, LeBron James at 12-5 and Jimmy Butler juiced up to 10K over on FanDuel. Still 8,800 over on DraftKings. LeBron 12-5, man, that is a monster number to pay for him. 11-3 on DraftKings. And yeah, he's been at 60 each of the last two games, and put up a 75 spot against Orlando the last time they played. But that was on the road. They're back at home now. I don't see me doing it tonight with the way that this build is going. Now, if like Terry Rozier draws a start and we've got mega more value for us to play, then sure, we can plug him in there. But I just don't think he's going to be the path to the winning build tonight. Certainly could be wrong, but I think he has to have like a 75 fantasy point game, and I think it's too big of a blowout for that to happen here tonight. But our other options are slim. PJ Tucker's a guy who seemingly I play, and he's terrible. But again, we're going to be without Green. We're going to be without Ariza. There's going to be minutes there for him today. We got him projected at 32. If he can get us 25 fantasy points into the 30s, we've seen him do in the past, that would be terrific. Not the best matchup on the board against Minnesota, but I think that PJ Tucker, a guy that we have to look at. I do like Jaylen Brown today at 57, especially, you know, those guys a little bit banged up. He's been pretty aggressive with the shots, 13 or more in four of his last five games. Does enough in the other categories, rebounding assist-wise. And the matchup versus Philadelphia is just fine for me. A little bit cheaper on FanDuel than on DraftKings, so maybe a little bit better play there. Bob, you know, Big Shot Bob, I don't know. No, do they even call him that? I mean, I don't think so. I might have just made that up. But, you know, Bob Covington hasn't made many shots, let alone big shots, here lately. He has not reached, he's reached 30 fantasy points. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Once out of his last seven games, and the price has certainly dropped on him. So, you know, we look and try to find value. This guy was 7,400 in December 19th. Now he's down to 5,300 over on FanDuel. So big price decline. With 61 over on DK, down to 52 over there. And a 10-9 price on Fantasy Draft. Not quite as cheap as he, you know, to where he was compared to other sites. But I just don't know if I really trust him here today. Just doesn't feel particularly good lately with this makeup of this team. But maybe this is the spot for it to happen. You know, Simmons versus Hezonja. I mean, Simmons has been god-awful lately. But, man, they are just... That another guy whose price has plummeted down to 4,500 today, was 6,400 not that long ago, but he's also been, you know, 12 fantasy points or less in four of his last five games. That's not encouraging at all. So hard to pull the trigger there, but on a day where there's not a lot of value, I think you can do it. As for Jimmy Butler, again, if you're not playing LeBron, he makes it a little bit easier to get him in. I think on DraftKings, he's definitely playable. Dude's been just balling out. You know, 57, 40 out of 28 versus the Knicks. 57, 51 against Cleveland a couple of games ago. So, you know, Jimmy Butler is just, he's kind of become the central figure in that offense. It took it a while to happen, but he's there now. If you're looking for a shot in the dark, I wouldn't hate a guy like Lance Stephenson. His minutes are kind of in flux. Is he going to get 19? Is he going to get 29? I don't know, but it does matter. But I think he's got more upside than a guy like Evan Turner kind of in that price range. All right, over at Power Forward here tonight. And we'll see if Luke Richard Mbamute draws the start. He's 3,500. I mean, 3,200 on DraftKings. You don't ever really love playing this guy. I don't think he's a plug and play by any measure. It's just, you know, he's a path to LeBron James and, you know, other good players if you want to do that. But he could give you 8 fantasy points tonight very easily. We got him projected at 34 minutes, 21 fantasy points. I feel like that's aggressive. And, you know, if that's what he lands on, then, like, play him all day long. But I don't know if I'd put him at 21. I'd probably put him more at, like, 18, to be honest with you. But he's in play for the price. Dario Saric, again, typically we used to play him when Embiid was out, but he's been a little bit better at times this year, but the last three games under 30 fantasy points, but might be a time to jump on that. The salary has definitely come down on him at 5,300, was up to 7K about four games ago. And you look at the shots, they fallen off a little bit, but not that dramatically. So, again, in terms of buying on the cheap, he is, but a tougher matchup defensively here against Boston. Aaron Gordon totally screwed me a couple days ago. Thought this was a spot for him to get right against Minnesota. Took his 17 shots, but could only make 5 of them. 1 for 7 from three-point range. Now, his three-point shot has been dreadful lately. 1-for-7, had a 3-for-6 against Washington, 0-for-5 against Milwaukee, 1-for-7 versus Dallas, 1-for-8 versus Cleveland. So they won that last game, though, so, you know, I don't know. I'm just – at 7,500, the price seems fair. He's got 40 fantasy point upside. We got him projected at 37 here today, and Cleveland is just an abomination defensively. I think you got to consider him. I mean, do you like him or Simmons more, I think, is a legitimate question tonight. I think Simmons clearly has the higher ceiling. And I think I'd probably on FanDuel in particular, or let's see, FanDuel 83, DraftKings, he's down to 79. You know, he just played Boston two games ago, went 8-for-12 from the field and scored 16 points, which, you know, typically, like, when he does that, you're going to be fine. But just could not get rebounds and assists. It was crazy. 2 and 3 that day. Typically, he's around the, you know, 5 to 6 range with double digits sometimes in one of those two categories. So maybe that changes a little bit here today. But again, you've got one of the best defensive coaches in the league. They know how to defend Ben Simmons. So again, not feeling like overly confident on this slate. There's so many ways you can bring it. Ryan Anderson, he should get a little bit more run, potentially, 4,500. He's a GPP play, likely, for me today. Has 30 fantasy point upside, but again, if the shot's not falling, you are in trouble with him. Marcus Morris, you know, he's a guy who is really pretty much locked in a role, and that's 24 minutes. Now, last two games, he's taken 13 shots in that role, 8 boards, 2 assists in each of those games, finished at 25 and 35 fantasy points. Again, probably a guy I prefer on the safety side of things over Ryan Anderson. Like, if you're looking for cash, I feel like Morris is a little bit safer. Honestly, I'd probably just go up to Taj Gibson and lock those safety numbers in at 5,600. But in GPPs, Anderson definitely providing you a little bit more upside there. We saw Aminu play pretty well the other night as well against Phoenix, played 28 minutes there. 4-for-7 from three-point range. Maybe a little bit of an outlier there, but not a terrible three-point shooter. Another guy who's got some, you know, upper 30s, had a 40 worked in there. Not a bad matchup here versus Indiana. Like that price tag on DraftKings more than on FanDuel. And then center spot, do we play Joel Embiid today? I mean, he's expensive. It's, you know, hard to play him and LeBron together, and it's just you look at your other options. You've got Karl Anthony Towns at 9,200, and I had him a lot versus Orlando. Dude went off. He had like a double-double almost in the first quarter. No joke. And he finished the game with, oh, I don't know, 12 rebounds and 15 points. And he had like 30 fantasy points at the half. They just like stopped giving him the ball for whatever reason. Made no sense. So tilting. Yes, I am tilting. He's all right. I mean, 9,200, he's 800 less than Embiid. Embiid just played Boston a couple of games ago and, you know, didn't have a great game. 15 real-life points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. You know, 39 fantasy points is good, but that's not good for 10K on FanDuel, 9,400 on DraftKings. Got him projected at 50 spot today, pretty much across the industry. So pretty good value if he hits that number against Boston tonight. And it's, you know, if I'm looking for somebody else, I don't mind Clint Capella at 7,500. I mean, we saw Kem Birch and Bismack Biyombo absolutely put up monster fantasy games against Karl Anthony Towns. I think Clint Capella can probably do that as well against this Minnesota team. 6,700 over there on DraftKings. I'm trying to see if they've played them yet this year. I'm not seeing them on the game logs right now. So, yeah, 67 on DraftKings, 75 over on FanDuel. I know you get a little bit nervous because the minutes don't feel like as locked in, but I think he's got, you know, this, you know, 45, 42 fantasy point upside we saw against Phoenix and Detroit. Chicago. Now, neither of those two teams particularly great defensively, but I think he's got a double-digit rebound in point game in him today. I mean, Towns just is so bad at defense. Like, it's unbelievable. I watched that game the other day, and he's just not aware of what's happening. Like, he just leaves his man to try and block a shot, and then, of course, his man's sitting right there for an easy dunk or a easy putback. So he's more concerned. He's kind of playing the DeAndre Jordan defense. Like, let me get the blocks and not worry about guarding my guy. I think Capella can take advantage of that tonight. So I like him in that matchup here today. All right, that's it. It's a tough slate tonight, boys and girls. I'm not going to lie. It is a tough slate for a four-gamer. We'll see if we get any more clarity in terms of the, you know, ins and outs, random gongs, as we like to say over there on the SiriusXM show, late-breaking news. Make sure you're watching the Crunch Time show with Andy Means, or you're using our great blog that SBK does, The Court Report. I'm telling you, it's a great resource for you guys in the final moments of roster building. But I got to get out of here. Thanks so much for joining us, as always, here on the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for their sponsorship. And Mangone will be with you tomorrow on the Friday edition of this show. And I'll be out at FSTA next week as well, so you probably won't catch me back on the show until late next week. But until then, good luck in your contests, and go Jags this weekend. See you, everybody.